Pleased to be joined on the line right now by Mike McMahon, the superintendent of the Fort Vermilion School Division, joining us here. I guess first of all, sir, thanks for taking the time to join us today.
Yeah, you bet.
All right, the main thing I want to talk about here today is we saw a big announcement from the provincial government recently on trying to address some of the classroom complexity challenges that has been a big talking point in the schools across the province. I guess, first of all, kind of your reaction to some of the things that the provincial government is doing there.
Yeah, I think it's great to see that the government is committed to more staffing and more resources. As we see throughout the province, the immigration of people to Alberta and people coming into the country has really increased the class sizes and complexity within the province. And so any resources that school divisions can access over and above what's already allocated is a great first step in addressing this.
Now, one of the main points about that announcement the other day was these new classroom complexity teams, if you will, where I know there's one going to Fort Vermilion and also to some of the other school divisions around the region. What exactly are they going to, I guess, bring when it comes to addressing the challenges?
Yeah, the classroom complexity teams are sort of a great strategy to get started. It has been used in the province of Saskatchewan, and they've used it now for over a year. Which really allows a teacher and two interventionists or educational assistants to hone in on whether it's social-emotional or whether it's reading or whether it's math, where you can group kids to remediate quickly what they're struggling with and get them back into the regular classroom. So it's really optimizing learning for all kids in order for, you know, to get everyone back on track, whether they've missed some schooling because of one reason or another, or they're just caught in one targeted area like fluency in math or fluency in reading, for example.
So while the province has got started with this program they're doing here, are you hoping to have to see some more, I guess, longer-term solutions, if you will, for trying to address some of the challenges in classrooms, if you will?
Yeah, they definitely had a little bit of money that needed to be allocated in this given year. So this money is given to school boards to expend before the end of June, and there is permission to move over if hiring can't happen for the fall for next year. But I know the committee, the complex committee and the cabinet committee is already working on, you know, more long-term solutions. There's been a couple meetings already where we're looking at longer solutions in terms of what budget resources can be made in order to make a bigger impact on complexity, knowing that this is just the beginning and a first influx to hopefully bring down, some of the workload of teachers, and of course, class sizes are a little bit smaller with extra resources so that we can, you know, help the kids that need the most help to remediate the problems.
And certainly with some of the population growths being a factor behind this, you know, a lot of resources certainly being put into the bigger centers around Calgary and Edmonton. But what kind of work have you been doing trying to advocate to make sure that, you know, the kind of the rural areas like around here are able to get access to a lot of those same resources as well?
Yeah, so that's really my role, especially within the committee, is to represent rural and every rural district has at least one team coming to them, which is significant. And then we'll be able to gauge that over time with results to then, you know, push forward to get more resources, especially any strategy that is designed and then measured through research that works. It's easy to lobby government for more money to say, hey, here's a simple solution. Here's what's actually working. And we know from our neighbors in Saskatchewan that it does work. And so this is, you know, impacting over 400 classrooms, which is important. But there's about 4,000 that need to be reached over the long-term goal in terms of making this all happen.
Lovely. Some interesting things going on there. Mike McMahon, the Fort Vermilion School Division. Thanks for joining us here today.
And thanks, Kyle.